Friday greetings, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob, and we're recording from the House of Peace, the Parsonage in Arthur, Illinois. Amen. Good to be back. And it's Friday, August 27th, our 19th episode of Daily Respite. And today, if it's Friday, it must be Richard Rohr. And we turn to Richard Rohr's daily meditation. And as we've discussed before, Father Richard likes to have weekly themes for his meditations. And the weekly theme for this week has been Unveiling the Universal Christ. This is working off of his latest book, The Universal Christ. Well, you know, actually, he may have put out another book since then. He's prolific in writing, and he's got a team to help him. But The Universal Christ is a very interesting book, and I don't want you to freak out when you hear the word universal, as a lot of Christians and religious people do. Universal Christ is really just understanding that Jesus doesn't come for groups of people or certain labels of people. Jesus came for all of creation, not just people. We're a fallen world. And the Christ that came into this world through Jesus is universal. It's the salvation for everything there is. It's the salvation of the world. People, creatures, plants, trees, all of creation, all living creation. And trust me on this, all creation is breathing. Christ came not just for a group of people named Christians, not just for a certain group of Christians with the right label, Baptists, Mennonites, disciples. No, no, no. Christ came for everyone, regardless of labels. All of us, precious children of God. And when we start understanding Christ that way, then our interpretation of Scripture, especially the Gospels, and certainly the Apostle Paul, takes off into a whole new realm. Oh, this isn't just about me or us. It's about everything. It's universal. All right. Well, the Friday installment of Father Richard's theme this week is called Universal Christ Mystics. Universal Christ Mystics. Mystics are people, and we're all a little bit mystical, when we fall into the presence of God as an assurance that we know God is there. That's mystical. When we are totally in Christ, whatever that may mean for you. Well, here's the devotional for today. Let's get on with it and see if we can let Richard Rohr have a few minutes here. Amen. Amen. Perhaps because the Romans never occupied Ireland and parts of Scotland, the Celtic Christianity that developed there retained its connection to the natural world. The writer John Philip Newell explains how Pelagius, an early and frequently misunderstood Celtic Christian theologian, Pelagius lived from 354 to 418, an early and frequently misunderstood Celtic Christian theologian, he saw creation as good and a revelation of God's very being. Much of Christian history wrongly interpreted this as Pelagius saying, "We did not need grace to be saved," whereas he was simply saying that nature was precisely created to receive grace. It is all grace from beginning to end. John Philip Newell says, "The most typical mark of the spirituality of the Celtic tradition, apparent in Pelagius's writings, is his strong sense of the goodness of creation, in which the life of God can be glimpsed. Everywhere," he says, "narrow shafts of divine light pierce the veil that separates heaven from earth." Everywhere, narrow shafts of divine light pierce the veil that separates heaven from earth. To a friend, he wrote this, Look at the animals roaming the forest. God's Spirit dwells within them. Look at the birds flying across the sky. God's Spirit dwells within them. Look at tiny insects crawling in the grass. God's Spirit dwells within them. Look too at the great trees of the forest. Look at the wildflowers and the grass in the fields. Look even at your crops. God's Spirit is present within all plants as well. The presence of God's Spirit in all living things is what makes them beautiful. And if we look with God's eyes, nothing on the earth is ugly. Because Pelagius saw God as present within all that has life, he understood Jesus' command to love our neighbor as ourself to mean loving not only our human neighbor, but all the life forms that surround us. As he said, so when our love is directed towards an animal or even a tree, we are participating in the fullness of God's love. Thomas Berry lived from 1914 to 2009. He was a modern mystic who shares similar insights. He was a Catholic priest of the Passionist order, as well as a cultural historian and eco-theologian. I have been very impressed with his writings, Father Richard says, and his call to participate in what he calls the great work of our time, which is to carry out the transition from a period of human devastation of the earth to a period when humans would be present to the planet in a mutually beneficial manner. Berry writes this, in reality, there is a single integral community of the earth that includes all its component members, whether human or other than human. In this community, every being has its own role to fulfill, its own dignity, its inner spontaneity. Every single being has its own voice. Every single being declares itself to the entire universe. Every single being enters into communion with other beings. This capacity for relatedness, for presence to other beings, for spontaneity in action, is a capacity possessed by every mode of being throughout the entire universe. Amen. Let us now pray Father Richard's prayer for today. Loving God, you fill all things with a fullness and hope that we can never comprehend. Thank you for leading us into a time where more of reality is being unveiled for us all to see. We pray that you will take away our natural temptation for cynicism, denial, fear, and despair. Help us have the courage to awaken to greater truth, greater humility, and greater care for one another. May we place our hope in what matters and what lasts, trusting in your eternal presence and love. Listen to our heart's longings for the healing of our suffering world. Now please add your own intentional prayers in this moment of silence. Knowing, good God, you are hearing us better than we are speaking, we offer these prayers in all the holy names of God. Amen.